Johnson Brock Eagles coming off a win last week over Exeter Milligan Friend, 58-34. And now we're going to find out about that ball game and talk about this week's game with head coach Mitch Angleton. Coach, congratulations. You got on the right side of the one loss column last week with the first win of the year, 58-34 over EMF. You beat a pretty good squad last week.
Yeah, they're not a bad team at all. And they're a really physical team. They run it right at you. We knew they were going to do that. And they did it the entire game and kind of wore down on us a little bit there towards the end. But we had a lot of chances. You know, I mean, offensively, when you put up nearly 60 points, obviously that's a good thing. But defensively, giving up nearly 40, you know, obviously that's not something we want to do. But I am really proud of how we responded. Like you said, after week one, losing to the number one team, you know, getting in the win column, getting a tally in the win column is always the goal. You know, we won, went 1-0 last week, and so I'm proud of that. But still a lot of work to do. You know, we have a lot to learn and get better, but yeah, we're excited for the next opportunity this week.
Right, and with the district set up, I mean, that loss game one of the season, that's okay. It doesn't affect playoff chances. You got that whole district thing going for you, plus a couple of wild card spots. But, you know, it doesn't really hurt. You don't like it, but it doesn't hurt the season goals.
Yeah, no doubt. Yep, and I keep saying that again. Every day we're talking about that. The destination is the same. No matter how we get there, it's the same. Even though we lost that first game, we learned a lot, right? And that's in early season, that's what you want to do. You want to learn. You want to get the kinks out and then be playing your best football towards the end of the year. And so that is, it was a great learning experience. And like I said, I am proud of how we responded and got the win, but still a lot of work to be done. And hopefully we can carry that over here this week.
Well, you got work to do as a coaching staff this week because it's homecoming, and that it's a fun time for the kids at school. It's a bit of a headache for coaches because you want the kids to have fun, but you got to keep them focused on football, at least from 3 o'clock on during the week, and of course on Friday night.
Yeah, I've never, and I'm sure most coaches aren't, but big fans of homecoming, and maybe even most players aren't, who knows, but yeah, there's all them different distractions, but it's all for a good reason. Obviously the football game on Friday, and so yeah, we got to be ready, and we've done a pretty good job of that this week. Today we actually have an in-service at school, so kids aren't in school, so there won't be any homecoming activities throughout the day today or anything like that. So that's not a bad thing from me. But yeah, we gotta be focused on what we do, you know, and that's been the goal ever since week one, is that we don't care what the other team does. We gotta offensively, you know, we gotta maintain our blocks, get our right reads, and defensively, again, last week we gave up too many big plays and too many missed tackles and assignments. And we had a 30-point lead at one point in the game, you know, and we let them back into it. Because a good team will do that, and they're a well-coached team and physical team, EMF is. But Southern, they got a new coach, young roster, but they're going to be the same way. You know, they're going to give you four quarters, and so we got to give them four quarters as well. We got to go all four quarters, do what we're supposed to do, and be ready to go. And with homecoming, like I said, the distractions are going to be there, but we can't let that distract us. We got to be ready to go.
Ryan, it sounds like Southern 1-1 coming in here. We talked with JCC coach earlier this week, and they played them last week, and they said, you know, that's a pretty darn good football team. We know JCC's turned out to be an awfully good football team.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got, like I said, they've got some young guys, but their quarterback, Pax Adams, he played a lot last year as a sophomore, only a junior this year. They got a senior running back, Goes, I think is how you say his last name. Mm-hmm. But they've got four seniors that start, and then the junior. They do have several freshmen, and their junior high team was solid last year. I helped coach the junior high here last year, and we played them, and I think that might have been their only loss. We beat them in a really close game, but they had some really good players. And so, yeah, they're already getting that experience on the varsity level because they just don't have that many guys. But, yeah, no doubt, they're a balanced offense and defense. They do some, like, a regular 3-2, but they do it well, you know, and even though they have some young guys in there, they're going to play hard. And so we've absolutely got to be ready to go and focus on what we do and not get distracted by all the homecoming activities and everything else.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck on Friday, and hopefully nobody gets turned an ankle to dance.
Yeah, absolutely. No dancing injuries. That would be good.
There you go. That's our Johnson Brock Coaches Show for this week.